page 51. The poem is number 76. And those of us who are poets can relate to a life wasted on reading.
The good-looking young man.
This one here. Yes.
Is that it? That's it. Yeah. Should I read it?
Sure.
A good-looking young man has widely read scriptures and history. People address him as master, and everyone says he's a scholar. But he hasn't yet acquired an official position and doesn't know how to use a plow. In winter, he goes around in a torn cloth jacket. Is his scholarship to blame? It's actually a good question. I mean, is his scholarship to blame? To me, the most important line in this poem is he doesn't know how to use a plow. It means that he's living up in his head somewhere. He's basically building a reputation. He's building up a very complicated, sophisticated understanding of the world, and yet he doesn't know how to use a plow. He doesn't know how to grow his own food. He doesn't know how to work the land. And if you and the result is he goes around in a torn cloth jacket. You know, so if you think about that as in a metaphorical sense, he doesn't know how to work the land. He's also talking about he doesn't know how to work the ground of his own spiritual being, which was very important to Hanshan, you know, to not know how to use a plow. I mean, the mind can be understood in a certain way from Hanshan's perspective as that very thing that knows how to dig itself up so you get to the root of what's beneath it. That's the plow. That's what meditation does. You know, it allows that ground to be turned over and over and over again until you can get to the placeless place with the sourceless sources, as they said in Taoism and say in Buddhism. And there is some sign in the poems that that Hanshan may have at some point earlier in his years been a practitioner of the Tao. But there's also a poem there where he rejects it very, very specifically, very clearly. Rejects those who follow people with starry capes and, you know, funny hats, etc.
Don't fall into the practice of needing a guru, maybe.
Yeah, well, don't fall into the practice, you know, of depending on what's outside of you,
right,
or any kind of dogmatic understanding. And to just go back to your idea about whether there's a state of mind in contemporary poetry, isn't that exactly the same thing, you know? Right. Or as Dylan said, don't follow leaders and watch the parking meters.
Chop wood, carry water, kind of a thing, right?
Well, it's what it is.